This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rare drone attack jolted Moscow early Tuesday, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry said five drones were shot down in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin called it a terrorist attack by Kyiv, which Ukraine denies. A new U.S. aid package for Ukraine will likely include munitions for drones.
A U.S. military aid package for Ukraine that is expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and will include additional munitions for drones. The drone decision comes after new attacks by unmanned aircraft targeted Moscow. There has been no suggestion that U.S.-made drones or munitions were used in the recent attacks, and U.S. officials have repeatedly said that Ukraine has agreed not to use any American-provided weapons for attacks on Russian soil. U.S. officials spoke on the condition of anonymity.
That's Lisa Dwyer reporting for the AP. The debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden has advanced to the full House, but with some dissension.
Put simply, the House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
This deal fails.
It is a bad deal.
It defies conservatism, one of the biggest abominations since I've been in Washington, D.C.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal.
From Chairman Scott Perry down, Freedom Caucus members say the deal does not enact the deep spending cuts they want, accusing McCarthy of fracturing the GOP by giving in to Democrat demands. Texas's Chip Roy and others say they'll work to block the deal.
And no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred.
That's Saga Magani reporting. This is VOA News. North Korea said its attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, sudden alerts in South Korea jolted its normally unbothered residents as a result.
It is extremely rare for North Korean missiles to disrupt life in South Korea. That's partly because there are so many launches, about 100 since last year. Many South Koreans don't even know when North Korea fires a missile. It's been years since a launch prompted air raid warnings in Seoul. Seoul resident Choi Seol-gi said she was sleeping near an open window when she heard the sirens. She says she received an evacuation alert on her phone, but didn't know what was happening or where to evacuate. Though many were confused, few seemed to panic. But now they have questions. Why was the message sent in error? Why didn't all residents get the same warning? And where would they go if they did have to evacuate?
That is Bill Gallo reporting for VOA News. Aiming to secure support for Sweden's bid to join NATO, U.S. President Joe Biden signaled a transactional approach in his engagement with the President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The newly re-elected Turkish leader has been one of the most consequential yet complicated members of the transatlantic military alliance. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodakaswar has this report.
He still wants to work on something on the F-15s. I told him we wanted to deal with Sweden so that get that done.
It's the first time Biden linked the two issues together. Ankara has long sought to purchase 40 American-made F-16s, but Congress is blocking the deal. U.S. officials have rejected suggestions of a quid pro quo. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
That is not a condition. President Biden long been clear that he supports selling F-16s.
In response to Russia's invasion on Ukraine, Finland and Sweden applied for NATO membership in May 2022. NATO membership must be approved by all members. Finland entered NATO in April, but Sweden's bid has been held up because Ankara believes Stockholm is harboring terrorists.
That's VOA's Patsy Wodakaswar reporting. Salvage and wreck removal arrivals arrived on Tuesday to recover 1.1 million barrels of oil from the FSO Safer, a decaying supertanker in Yemen, which the United States warns could bring up or break up or explode any day. If a spill happens, the UN has warned it would be an environmental disaster that could dump four times as much of oil into the Red Sea as the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster off Alaska. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.